Now, it is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibrational level once again, and we would like to take a moment to express our greetings to each of you, and as well as I express our gratitude for you once again offering us this opportunity to enter into and to interact with each of you in your vibrational level. Now, before we begin on this evening, we would suggest that there exists for you the opportunity to be involved in what we like to refer to as a silent communication, or a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this evening, or indeed that portion that you like to refer to as your higher self, or that spot of consciousness that you are. And you will find that as a result of the energy that you have created in this fact on this evening, that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into that meditative state. And once again, the information that you receive in that meditative state is much more pertinent many times to your individual needs and desires than this is information that we attempt to express through this rather limited use of a vocabulary. And so we would encourage you to close your eyes and to participate in that altered state of consciousness. You enter into that meditative state and take that opportunity to enjoy that telepathic exchange of information. But of course, as always, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, once again, you exist in what we refer to as a vibrational level. A vibrational level that is similar to the multitude of vibrational levels that exist throughout all of creation. Your uniqueness in your vibrational level, however, is that you have put in place this electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. That veil, if you wish, that electromagnetic type of energy exists throughout all of your levels of consciousness. From your awakened consciousness state to your meditative state, your dream state, and even when you die and enter into that in-between incarnational state, you still exist within certain limitations of the veil that you have put in place. The inability to understand who and what you truly are. That veil also limits others that exist outside of your vibrational level to have the ability to interfere in your creation process. Although it's rather interesting to note that there are not entities existing outside of your vibrational level that have any intention of interfering. It's simply put in place by each of you through what we refer to as the human consciousness belief system that limits interference by other entities existing outside of your vibrational level. That can be a very important aspect, a very important fact for you to grasp. When you begin to believe and you hold the belief system that you have other entities that are influencing and creating your reality, you can have that. There's nothing wrong with that. However, it's important to understand that those other entities are your creation. They're not entities existing outside of your vibrational level. They exist in your reality because you choose to believe that they exist. It's a very important difference between the two. Many in your so-called awakened consciousness state, and to varying degrees in your other levels of consciousness, believe that there are entities or an entity that controls your reality, that is the creator, if you wish, of this vibrational level that you exist within. And you can have that belief. And if you hold that belief, you will experience all types of realities in your day-to-day activities that validate that belief system. You can have that. You see, what you believe in your awakened consciousness state, in other levels of consciousness as well, is what you experience in your reality, in your day-to-day activities. What you believe is what you experience. It's really that simple. And so if you wish to believe that you're not in control, you can have that. You see that spark of consciousness that you are. That spirituality that so many of you search for is the spirit or the spark of consciousness that's responsible for the creation of the reality that you experience in your day-to-day activities, in your awakened consciousness state, and once again, to various degrees in your other levels of consciousness while you exist within this vibrational level. That spark of consciousness, that spirit that you are, does not judge whether it's right or wrong. Right or wrong, good or bad, desirable or less than desirable, is an awakened human consciousness concept. Does not exist at the level from which you create the reality. That stock of consciousness that you are gives to you that which you desire to validate the beliefs and belief systems that you hold. Without judging whether it's right or wrong. That right or wrong concept is in human consciousness judgment. It allows you to function in a society. It puts in place boundaries. It puts limitations. It allows you to interact in your awakened consciousness state. Not only does it allow you to interact in your awakened consciousness state, it also, because of your veil which limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, gives you the opportunity to experience these realities in your awakened consciousness state and to believe that you're not in control, that it's not your responsibility, that it's some other entities, other entities that are other individuals that you interact with in your day-to-day activities, or an entity that you believe exists outside of your vibrational level or outside of your consciousness that's having an impact on the reality that you're experiencing. And so you don't grasp, particularly in your awakened consciousness state, that what you experience is simply a validation of your belief systems. And as well, you don't understand in your awakened consciousness state that right or wrong, good or bad, or desirable or less than desirable, is not a judgment that's put in place by that spark of consciousness that you are. The spark of consciousness that you are gives to you that which you desire to validate beliefs and belief systems, to validate what it is that you desire to experience in your awakened consciousness state. What do you desire? That seems like such a simple question. What do you desire? And yet the majority of individuals in your so-called awakened consciousness state have a very difficult time putting down exactly what it is that they desire, and have an even more difficult time accepting that what it is that they're experiencing is actually a validation of what they do desire based upon a belief system that they hold somewhere within their consciousness. What do you believe? Again, it seems like such a very simple question, but very difficult to answer, particularly when some of those beliefs are put in place in your altered states of consciousness, in your so-called meditative state, or particularly in your deep dream state, and most specifically in your between incarnational state. You make choices in those levels of your consciousness to hold belief systems that you bring into your awakened consciousness state for the opportunity to experience certain events so that you can experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are associated in the result of those events, those experiences that you're having in your awakened consciousness state. You see, being in this reality, this vibrational level that you choose to be in, that you choose to participate in, has a very simple purpose. You choose to be in this vibrational level, in this reality, for the opportunity to experience intense ranges of emotions and feelings. It's really that simple. We would challenge each of you to look at any activity that you're involved in and break it down to why you're attempting to achieve something. And ultimately, it would be because you desire to experience certain emotions and feelings. And many times in your awakened consciousness stage, of course, you believe that you desire to experience those what you in your awakened consciousness there would judge to be desirable feelings, desirable realities. And yet many times you hold belief systems, you make choices and decisions, you even expect to experience realities that you in your awakened consciousness there would look upon as being less than desirable. And so it becomes very difficult to accept the responsibility for a reality that you choose to believe is something that's less than desirable. And yet the stock of consciousness from which you create that reality carries no such judgment. Gives to you that which you desire to validate the beliefs and belief systems that you hold. We suggested to utilize your belief in time and space. Time and space are illusionary. They only exist in your awakened consciousness state and to varying degrees in your other levels of consciousness. It's an illusion. Time and space are illusionary. They don't really exist. However, for the purposes of giving you an explanation, we would suggest in your so-called past, in your history, that we forecast, if you wish, that in your year of 2012, that you as a human consciousness would offer the energy that you utilize to create this reality. You would have what would seem to be a very insignificant alteration of that energy, but nonetheless, as a result of that alteration, have the capacity to create consciously in a manner that's been very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past, in your so-called pre-New Age time, if you choose to utilize that phrase or those terminologies. And so, in this so-called New Age and New Energy, you have the capacity, that's once again to utilize your belief in time and space, you have the capacity to create in a manner which not only has been very difficult to achieve in your past, almost impossible in some so-called eras of your past, and yet in your so-called distant past, if you wish, in what we refer to as Lemurian, and particularly the first Atlantean period, you absolutely had an influence upon the reality that you experienced through your awakened consciousness thoughts. Similar to the opportunity that you utilize in this so-called New Age and New Energy, to utilize your consciousness to influence and to correct your reality. When we made that suggestion that your consciousness would have that capacity to influence your reality, many individuals took it to believe that suddenly you were going to have experiencing all of these very positive realities, these very desirable realities. What is desirable? What is positive? You see, that spot of consciousness that you are, from which you correct the reality, holds no such judgment, gives to you that which you desire. And so what you hold in your awakened consciousness state is influencing your reality in a manner that was very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. Not impossible. There were individuals who became very adept at utilizing that type of creation process. However, for most individuals, very difficult in your so-called past to consciously influence your reality. However, in this new age and new energy, whether you believe it or not, it really makes no difference, because in your human conscious level, you not only believe it, but you participate. You participate in maintaining that energy that you utilize to create this reality. And so this reality is being influenced by your conscious thoughts in a manner that was difficult for you to achieve in your past. And that reality is only judged as being desirable or less than desirable in your so-called awakened consciousness state. The spark of consciousness that creates this reality gives to you that which you desire. Validate your belief system without judging whether it's right or wrong. And so in this new age and new energy, perhaps one might suggest that it's important to understand what it is that you desire. It's important to understand what it is that you hold in your consciousness as a perpetuating thought, if you wish, a desire, an expectation for a reality to be experienced in your awakened consciousness state. Because that consciousness is influencing the creation of your reality once again in a manner that was very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. And whether it's right or wrong, desirable or less than desirable, once again has absolutely no impact upon the creative process that's being utilized by that spark of consciousness that you are. You see, so many of you individuals go to great lengths to try to seemingly find your spirituality, to come into contact with who and what you truly are. And you go to great lengths to achieve that interaction and that communication, if you wish, that connection to the spark of consciousness that you are. It's rather ironic, because you also put in place that electromagnetic type of system that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are in your awakened consciousness state. You choose to put in place the limitation. You choose to exist in this vibrational level. You weren't put here by some entity thinking you had to grow, or you had to become enlightened, or you had to change your belief systems in order to progress or to become a better individual. Absolutely not. You can hold those beliefs if you wish. It's not right or wrong. You can have, not only can have, but do have whatever it is you desire. So if you wish to believe that there are certain lessons that you must learn, or you must progress, or you must become enlightened, you can have that. It can be some many times a very frustrating experience, because you put in place the limitations to allow you to have that experience in your awakened consciousness state. It is possible in your other state of consciousness, particularly in a meditative state, where you have that capacity to alter your consciousness while maintaining a memory, if you wish, of the interaction and the experience that you have in that altered state of consciousness. And in that altered state of consciousness, you can come in contact with, get an expression, if you wish, an understanding, a feeling of who and what you truly are. To bring it back into your awakened consciousness state, however, becomes very difficult. And so, you're trying to experience something. You're trying to find this connection with your spirituality. You're trying to find this connection with that spark of consciousness that you are, and yet you put in place the very limitations that limit your capacity to understand who and what you truly are as long as you remain in this vibrational level. The irony of it is that you cannot be separated from your spirituality. It's not something you have to find, it's who and what you truly are. You can't lose it. It's not something that you must search for. You choose to hide from it. But it's like putting your right hand behind your back and wondering where it went. It's not really lost. You just can't see it. And so it's your spirituality. You choose to hide from it if you wish. And by hiding from it, you have the capacity to believe that the reality that you experience in this awakened consciousness state is a reality that is beyond your control. And as a result of that belief and belief system that you hold, you have the opportunity to experience an intense range of emotions and feelings that is very difficult for any individual to understand when they realize that it's an illusion, that it's not creation. And so while you can get a sense of those emotions and feelings, you know it's an illusion. You know that it's not real. And consequently, the emotions and feelings are not nearly as intense. We like to use the analogy that it's like when you go into a theater and you see a projection upon the screen, and then you know absolutely that it's simply a trick of lights. And it's someone else's concept of a story or a reality that's projected upon the screen. And while you sit there, all of the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state seems set aside, if you wish. And so in that few moments that you are sitting within that theater, you can go through a very intense range of emotions and feelings. Not only that, you can go through an experience that there's been a passage of time that far exceeds the few moments that you sit within the theater. And while those emotions and feelings can be quite intense, absolutely, can even bring you to tears, if you wish, nonetheless, when you leave the theater, you know that it was just an illusion. However, when you walk out into the real world, and you now have to deal with relationships, or you now have to deal with your finances, or you now have to deal with what it is that you're going to be doing on the next day, now that's real. And as a result of it being real, and seemingly beyond your control. You experienced a much more intense range of emotions and feelings. And that's why you exist in this vibrational level. Because in other vibrational levels, in the vibrational level that we exist in, we understand the creation process. We understand that the reality that we experience is like that illusion that you visualize when you're in the theater. We understand that what you experience in your so-called awakened consciousness state is as illusionary as what it is that you experience in the theater. Because we understand that it's your creation. We understand when we experience it in our vibrational level that it's our creation. And so the emotions and feelings that we experience is really, we understand that they are the result of our illusion, of our creation. And so the one particular emotion that we experience, that you seem to find difficult to experience in this vibrational level, is that understanding and feeling of absolute unconditional love. For us, that grows exponentially. For you, it becomes a very difficult concept to grasp, particularly in your awakened consciousness state. You choose to hide from it, because you see, to understand that you are a spark of consciousness, to understand that you are all that is, takes away the illusion, takes away this human consciousness belief system that you're not in control, takes away the human consciousness belief system that there are things like time and space, take away the human consciousness belief system that this particular reality, this incarnational period that you're involved in, is the only one that you're involved in, that it's the most important. And it's really not. You're a multidimensional personality existing in a multitude of vibrational levels, in a multitude of other incarnational periods, if you wish, operating in the same time and same space. Time and space are illusionary. They only exist in your awakened consciousness state, and once again, to varying degrees in your altered states of consciousness. And so you don't understand that you are all that is. You have a difficult ability while in your awakened consciousness state to grasp that concept that this is an illusion. It's your creation. You and all the other entities that choose to interact in this vibrational level, you create it all. You are the creator. The God that you search for exists within each of you. You are all that is. What becomes even more difficult for you to grasp and to understand is that the energy that you are exists within each and every atom of your entire universe. It's an illusion. It's your creation. And you create it from a position of absolute unconditional love. Now, many individuals in their awakened consciousness state have a difficult time in accepting the responsibility for the reality that they experience. Or they choose to believe that they're not in control. They choose to believe that they have, if you wish, guides or angels that are influencing and creating their reality, or that there is one particular entity that controls their reality, or perhaps there are none entities, but rather it's simply a chance effect for whatever you experience. You can have that. You can hold those beliefs absolutely. There's not right or wrong. You can have whatever it is. Not only can, but do have whatever it is that you desire. And as a result of holding those beliefs, you go through all types of realities that validate what it is that you believe. If you believe that you have certain sources of energy coursing through your body, you can have that, absolutely. What do you believe? The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. Not some of it, absolutely every instant in your reality is a validation of a belief that you hold, without exception. And so if you wish to believe that you're not in control, you can have that. Once again, the spark of consciousness that you are, that oneness, if you wish, that you are, that all that is that you are, validate your belief systems by giving you the reality that you experience in your day-to-day activities, and does so without judging whether it's right or wrong, good or bad, desirable or less than desirable. You see, it's quite easy for you to accept the responsibility for the creation of a reality that you view as being desirable. You can become involved in an activity and say, look at this, look what I've accomplished, because that's what I desired and I worked towards it, and that's what happened. It becomes much more difficult to accept it when it doesn't go the way that you wish it would go. That when in your awakened consciousness state, you view it as being perhaps a less than desirable reality. So you look upon that and say, how could I ever choose to be experiencing that type of a reality? Well, you do choose. Absolutely. You put in place the beliefs and the belief systems that you hold. Absolutely. You make the choices and decisions that influence those belief systems. You hold the thoughts and feelings that have an influence upon those belief systems. You have a desire for what it is that you are willing to experience. Absolutely. And you have an expectation, even if it's a less than desirable reality, you have an expectation that that's what you may experience. And the spark of consciousness that you are gives to you that which you desire, without judging whether it's right or wrong, and does so from a position of absolute unconditional love. And so, in this new age and new energy, it becomes very beneficial if you, in your awakened consciousness state, begin to love yourself unconditionally. It seems like such a simple statement, and yet many individuals not only have difficulty in loving themselves unconditionally in their awakened consciousness state, many individuals have difficulty liking who they are in their awakened consciousness state. Don't like this reality. What do you mean I create this reality? It's a lousy reality. But it's a validation of beliefs in belief systems. If you believe you're not worthy, if you believe that it's not possible, if you believe that you are an individual incapable of creating your reality, the spark of consciousness validates your belief system by giving to you that which you desire. And so you experience a reality that appears to be completely out of your control. And many times those belief systems are put in place in your altered states of consciousness, based upon your thoughts and feelings, once again, and particularly in this new age and new energy. What do you believe in your awakened consciousness state? What decisions do you make? Do you, in your awakened consciousness state, believe that you have the capacity to love yourself consciously? Do you like who you are? To love oneself and to love another requires certain elements that must be in place. You see, you're attempting to bring within you the emotions and feelings that you would view as being desirable. You wish to become involved, if you wish, in a relationship, either with that spark of consciousness that you are, or with another individual that allows you to experience those emotions, those desirable emotions and feelings. The feelings of trust, the feelings of understanding, the feelings of joy. And you begin to do things in order to bring forth those particular feelings and those emotions. You see, love is a state of being and a state of doing. The being is the energy. You become involved with another individual and there's that connection. Many of you believe that there's just this chemistry that exists. We have suggested, and we will suggest once again, that there's not an entity that you're going to meet in this vibrational level, in this incarnational period, that you haven't interacted with in other incarnational periods and in your altered states of consciousness. There are no accidents. And so when you meet that individual, many times you feel what you term many times in your awakened consciousness state, as you feel a connection or chemistry. Absolutely. You've interacted with that individual, and maybe in another experience, in another incarnational period, been involved in a very intimate relationship. It may not be the intimate relationship that you're choosing to be involved in this incarnational period, but nonetheless, an intimate relationship, regardless of what the interaction was, of what that relationship was. And so you feel that connection. And so feeling that connection, that's quite easy. You've existed once again in other vibrational levels with all the entities that you meet in this vibrational level. There's no accident. There's no, oh, I met someone new. New only to you because you're not aware in your awakened consciousness state, because you choose to hide from that understanding of who and what you truly are. You choose to believe that this incarnational period is the only and the most important one, without realizing that there are a multitude of other incarnational periods existing within the same time and same space. And once again, in all likelihood, you're involved in a very intimate interaction or relationship with that individual in another incarnational period. And so you feel that connection. That's easy. That's easy to express. But to work upon the expression of love, that's where the doing comes. So love is a state of being and a state of doing. Doing is to allow an individual, whether it be yourself or another individual, to experience those emotions and feelings that you associate with love, that you view as being positive emotions and feelings. And so you do things. You give to another, or you give to yourself. Now it's important that you're aware of what it is that you're attempting to accomplish. You see, when you give a gift of love, it must be unconditional. So when you put a condition upon a gift, it's no longer a gift, it becomes a contract. There's nothing wrong with contracts. You make them continuously within your interactions, even with those individuals that you are in a loving relationship with. You make contracts. It gives you boundaries. It allows you to function. You know what the limitations are. But when you give a gift of love, as an expression of love, it can have no conditions. It must be absolutely unconditional. That's the gift of love. It allows the other to experience that gift, if you wish, without the fear that they must meet some type of a particular contract. There must be a condition that they have to live up to in order to retain the gift. And so a gift of love must be unconditional, either to yourself or to another. Absolutely. It allows them to experience joy. It allows them, or you ourselves, to experience trust. It allows you to experience the knowing. There are so many things that you do involved in a loving situation that you express once again to another or to yourself in order to experience unconditional love. That's a very difficult concept for you to accomplish in your awakened consciousness state. Unconditional love. It's like the unconditional gift. Unconditional love means just that. There is no contract. You allow the other to know who you are. And you allow that other to be known to you without judgment. You develop trust that allows the other to feel comfortable, if you wish, in allowing themselves to be known. You become intimate. And we're not just talking about physical intimacy. That, many times, is particularly in your so-called Western society, viewed as an expression of love. And while it absolutely can be an expression of love, it's not the intimacy that we're attempting to convey. It's the intimacy of knowing someone, of accepting someone as who they are without judgment, and allowing them to be who they are, and expressing that unconditional love, allowing them to be vulnerable without fear of loss. A very difficult thing for each of you to do in your awakened consciousness state, but nonetheless, something that you do both for yourself or for another, to allow yourself to experience unconditional love, or to allow the other to experience unconditional love. Trust. Understand what trust is. You see, to be in a trusting situation, many individuals say, oh, they trust someone. Do you really trust someone? First of all, what's the situation? There are situations that don't require trust. You see, to be in a trusting situation, you must have something that you fear you're going to lose. If you have nothing to lose, then there's really no reason to be trusting someone. You feel that you have something to lose. Absolutely. And then you enter into a trusting situation. Before you enter into that trusting situation, it's important for you to solicit the other's trust. If you don't understand, and if another doesn't understand that you expect to be in a trusting interaction or circumstance, then how do you know that you can be trusted? How do you know that that individual can be trusted if you don't make it known what it is? That this is a situation. You solicit the trust before you enter into the situation. For example, if you're about to tell someone from the intimate part of who you are, you're allowing yourself to be known. You trust the other individual. You trust them not to betray. You're confident. And you ask for that trust. If you don't ask for that trust, you're simply setting yourself up for failure. And so, when you're entering into a trusting situation, you must have something that you fear of loss. And you must believe and solicit the trust of another. And if you don't believe that you can trust them, then entering into a trusting situation is simply self-sabotage. You're about to fail. You must believe that you can trust someone. And you develop that belief by allowing them to know who you are and allowing them the freedom to let you know who they are without fear. Without fear of judgment. Without fear of non-acceptance. Without fear that you will attempt to change them, or they will attempt to change you. Unconditional love. Very difficult to become involved in that type of relationship that allows you to experience the joy, that allows you to experience the trust in the knowing, in the intimacy. Allows those feelings. And when you enter into a situation of unconditional love, a very amazing experience begins to occur. When you're in the presence of that individual, you feel whole. You feel like it's one. You feel like that's what I am searching for. That's the oneness. That's the key to understanding self-love. And as a consequence, to understanding who and what you truly are. And that ability to go with inside to make that discovery through self-love. You see, it's very difficult for you to love someone else if you don't apply the same circumstances and you don't apply the same type of treatment, if you wish, to yourself in order to experience self-love. Difficult to love someone else if you don't love yourself. Difficult to like someone else if you don't like who you are. Like who you are. Develop love, self-love, unconditional love. And learn what it takes to express unconditional love for yourself and as well for another. It takes the same type of action. It's simply the direction. It's either for yourself or it's for another. When you begin to have that experience, when you begin to experience love in your awakened consciousness state, then you have that capacity to influence your reality from a state of consciousness in a manner that's very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. You have that ability to begin to understand who and what you truly are. You are all that is. There's not one entity existing in this vibrational level or in any other vibrational level who is any more or any less than what each of you are. You are all that is. You are the God you search for. Absolutely. And so, when you begin to love yourself consciously, you begin as well to have that capacity to love others, and you begin to influence your reality from your awakened consciousness stack in this new age, in new energy, in a manner once again that was very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. You can have that, absolutely. The irony of it is that you create your reality. It's not like suddenly you're going to be involved in a much more difficult creation process. The process of creation remains the same. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. Human consciousness beliefs, societal beliefs, individual beliefs and belief systems all combined into one to create a belief system that's responsible for what it is that you experience. Not only in your awakened consciousness state, but to varying degree in other levels of consciousness that you also experience in this vibrational level. Like who you are. Learn to love yourself consciously. Learn to develop unconditional love. And from that particular understanding, you can begin to consciously influence your reality in a manner that has been very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. You see, once again, you cannot be separated from your spirituality. When we suggest, when we enter into these sessions, that you alter your consciousness and go within, and from within side, you have the capacity to discover that spirituality. You have the capacity to understand who and what you truly are. To expect that entities like us who are expressing an information to you can somehow give you your answers is simply not so. We tell you that which you desire to hear. The answers that you seek are within inside each of you. You won't find it written in a book. You won't find it by following some other entity's ideas or concepts of what it is necessary for you to somehow become more enlightened. Go within inside. Go with inside. Learn to alter your consciousness while maintaining an understanding of what it is that you're experiencing. Understand that you create your reality. Understand that it's important to have a plan if you wish. Understand what it is that you desire. Utilize your imagination. Bring in your expectation by liking who you are and loving yourself consciously. Absolute unconditional love. Very difficult for you to achieve because you choose to hide from that capacity. You choose to hide from who and what you truly are. But when you make that connection, you will understand. Not only will you understand, you will begin to understand as well why it can't be written down in a book, why it can't be explained, why it's an experience that you can have. Not something that can be expressed once again through the utilization of a vocabulary. You are all that is. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. You are the God you search for. You entered into this vibrational level by choice. You are here by choice. You're not put here because you must go through some type of a growth system unless, once again, that's what you choose to believe. You can have that experience in your awakened consciousness state. But the reality is that you cannot fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are. This is a no-fail circumstance that you're involved in. You're going to end up in some situation that you're not in control of. You are the God you search for. You create your reality, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. You are here by choice. Your choice. Absolutely. And you can leave by your choice. Absolutely. Guaranteed. Now, we would like to express once again our gratitude to each of you for this opportunity And we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with the earth of you. And so until the next time, we would bid the earth of you farewell with love and with peace.